This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Canadian officials say fire crews are scrambling to put out over 160 forest fires sparked by high temperatures and dry conditions. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly three-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Pope Francis is going into surgery. The Vatican has confirmed that the Pope will be under general anesthesia while he undergoes abdominal surgery today. A Vatican spokesman says the operation was planned by the Pope's medical team because of a hernia that has been giving the pontiff reoccurring pains. The spokesman says the 86-year-old Pope will remain in the hospital for several days. There's a new push in Congress to keep AM radio in newer model vehicles. A House subcommittee is looking into a bill that would require car makers to keep AM radio in their vehicles, as some manufacturers have started to phase it out in newer electric vehicles. Car companies have argued the electric batteries interfere with AM transmissions. The Stanley Cup Finals continue tomorrow night. The Vegas Golden Knights lead the Florida Panthers 2-0. USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
The PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV, or 54 Golf, are announcing a merger. In a stunning end to their bitter rivalry, Mike Tirico, who does a variety of sports commentary for NBC, weighs in.
Surprised is an understatement. I think the golf world, including the biggest names in the sport, were stunned. I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Those brokering the deal call it historic, saying it will unify the game around the world, but the decision is being met with shock and disbelief by others. The families of 9/11 terrorists are extremely disappointed. Top players on the PGA Tour must be upset. Some who sacrificed hundreds of millions of dollars reportedly offered by 54 Golf over the years. Seven people were shot too fatally when gunfire erupted yesterday near Monroe Park in Richmond, Virginia. A high school graduation ceremony had just ended when the gunfire erupted, causing hundreds of attendees to flee in panic. Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards says an arrest has been made of one of two individuals that were detained.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual, with more potential charges to follow.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak are expected to discuss Ukraine and artificial intelligence. The two meet in Washington tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Scott Powell, yes, a member of the committee of the Present Danger China and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a new release in the history genre. It is a user's manual, I would say, on how to fix America, written in a lively, uplifting way, providing real hope through understanding God's hand in this great country. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill, and it's great to be with you, and thank you for the courteous introduction.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for Rediscovering America. It's something that everybody needs to read and be encouraged by, because the fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, God's hand has been on this great country from day one. It was an answer to prayer. You know, the Puritans prayed heartily for many years to be able to come to a nation where they could worship God freely. And God answered that prayer and went into covenant, I believe, with the Puritans, with the founders of this country and the American people. And as John Winthrop said, that we would be that light on a shining hill. And my prayer is that light would not be extinguished.
I think all your listeners would agree with that. We are in very trying times. You know, the country has been through other very challenging times. You know, earlier this week we celebrated Memorial Day, and a lot of people don't realize that the roots of Memorial Day go back to the Civil War, when the country was as divided or even more divided than we are today. And of course, we know the Civil War was the bloodiest war that our nation fought, and yet, you know, we got through it. We reunified the nation, and we abolished, you know, it was the end of slavery, mm-hmm. although we didn't realize God's ideal until the 20th century with the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. But what was the beginning of that holiday? It really started with women in two different places in the South who decided that they wanted to forgive and reconcile with the North symbolically by decorating the graves of Union soldiers that were buried in the South. Yeah. So it was a move by the defeated, if you will, the vanquished, and it was an amazing gesture. And that was the beginning of what we now celebrate as Memorial Day.
Yeah, we can be grateful for those women for doing that and having a heart of grace and mercy to do that, right?
Right, right. Our challenges today are different. We're very divided, and I think, you know, our greatest challenge and what we need to really pray about is this is the loss of the Christian core values that are basically really kept our country together. You know, as both Adams and Washington both reminded American people that a Republican form of government was only suitable for a religious people, for a Christian people.
Right.
And so as we have driven God out of the public square, have we driven him really out of our culture, we are running into all kinds of insurmountable problems. So our biggest challenge isn't really a political one. It is really a spiritual one.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And so that has to be, we have to wake up people. And we pray for a reformation and a revival altogether, because I think that's our greatest hope to bringing our country back.
Whether it's the children of Israel, humanoids that we all are, we have a tendency to forget. And this is why the Bible tells us for every day of the year, if you break it down, there is a cautionary term in there. Remember, don't forget, something to this reference, because we have a tendency to forget. And when we forget these first principles that you point to, there is a dire price to be paid. We've seen this happen time and time again. The thing that I appreciate is our founding fathers were not so egotistic to think that they were the ones, that they were the answer. They knew that if this republic was going to happen, if it was going to be sustained, it was going to be only by the hand of God.
That's absolutely right. That is so right. So God's not done with us yet. I really believe that, and that's why I wrote the book, Rediscovering America, because the enemy, and we are dealing with a spiritual enemy, the enemy wants to demoralize us. The enemy wants us to feel hopeless,
right,
that we can't do anything, we can't allow, we can't give an inch to that. We have the ultimate hope of a Savior, our Jesus Christ, and we know that he's not done with our nation. So we continue to pray and pray for our country and our leaders, but we have to push back against evil in the culture that we see now. It's just imperative that American people get more involved in saying no and rejecting these very evil, harmful, demonic things that we see all around us now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing to appreciate is that this doesn't surprise God. God knew this was going to happen. Jesus knew it was going to happen. This is why he established the church. This is why the Holy Spirit has come to be with us. In the meantime, people of faith should not freak out. Fret you none. God is in charge. I see it as a time of wheats and tares. We're coexisting right now until the harvest, until that incredible final harvest that will come when the Lord of Lords and King of Kings returns to claim what rightfully belongs to him.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that cool?
That's right.
I love that anticipation. The other thing I love, about your book, Scott, is you talk about rediscovering. We're not trying to create America, from scratch all over again. We're rediscovering. This is a reopening, a reapprehension of things that we had in our grasp at one time. This is what your book is referring to. It's not like we have to, create the wheel all over again. It is there for us, to do. God says, look, if you turn to me, and then I will hear. I'll hear from heaven. I'll hear your prayers. But you have to reject the evil first, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You reject the evil. You acknowledge your failure, your sin. You repent. You ask God's forgiveness. You invite him into your life. And you ask him to reveal his plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
We can call on God that he might show himself to us in a personal way to confirm, that he is real. He's real in our life, and he can guide us and lead us and enable us to do things that we just can't do all by ourselves.
I mean, look at what happened. Look at the history of this great country. How do we do this without God? I mean, our founding fathers and people of faith have realized, through the years, 250 plus years almost, and we've seen God's hand of deliverance time and again, Scott Powell.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Time and again.
Yeah.
And we're looking for that deliverance now. But I think that God is allowing us to go through the valley of the shadow of death, that we might really finally wake up.
Scott, let me do this. Let's pick it up on the other side. Got to go to a quick break. More from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. Always good to have him with us. He's a member of the committee on the present danger, China. He's a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America. Scott, as you were saying before the break, is this movement to to capture our children. I mean, as if it's not bad enough that we've murdered so many children, sacrificing them to the god of this age on the altar of convenience. Over 100 million babies, whether we're talking about, abortion in a traditional sense, but also chemical abortions. As if that's not bad enough, you know, the chemicals are out and we want to, transform our children and transition them to another sex because, you know, God got it wrong, right?
Of course he didn't get it wrong. My goodness. when you think of creation, God created life to be miraculous and beautiful, and he created us in his likeness and image, and we are created male and female, a boy and girl. And each person is unique. No two people are alike. No two people have the same fingerprints, the same eyes, the same voice. Isn't that just incredible? It's so powerful. Yeah. But when we make peace with God, we make peace with ourselves because life is difficult. It's tough. The culture has made child rearing very difficult. Our schools, have largely been infected with, a secular progressive ideology and approach to education. So I really feel that people really, when we speak about education, I think people need to recognize that the public schools are pretty well lost. You need to get your kids out of school, out of the public schools. Well, do whatever you can, if you can afford private school or homeschool, and network with other people. But the schools today in many places are beyond repair.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the challenge that we've had, Scott, is that people are looking horizontally for the answer. The answer is not horizontal. It's vertical. You have to look up. And it's amazing, how instinctively when trouble really comes, Scott, how people will naturally look up. I think, good, that is a natural, God-given reaction. But we need to really embrace that concept in a whole new way if we're going to rediscover not only America, but our families and all our God-given rights that, God has blessed us with, that we have, set aside because we think that somehow big government is going to be our daddy and supply for us. But it's unsustainable. Government, the human capacity is limited. God, our Father in heaven, supernatural, without an ending, without a beginning, and it is just it is marvelous, and we're grateful because he is forever faithful.
You're so right, Bill. You're so right. So, I think we can find great encouragement. The reason that I wrote Rediscovering America was really to remind people of this. This trail of God's hand in American history, that when the people of America turned to God, God opened a way for them. When the country was so divided over slavery at the time of the Civil War, even Lincoln himself, the great man that he was, the prayerful man that he was, he knew that the Southerners, that the Confederates prayed to the same God that he prayed to, and he couldn't understand why in the first 16 months of the war he was losing. The Union was being defeated by the Confederacy for the first 16 months. Most of the battles were lost. He couldn't understand that. Now, of course, when he ran for office, he did not run on an anti-slavery platform. And when he stepped into the office, of course, the war started over secession. So seven southern states had seceded. And so the Civil War was still being driven by trying to reunify, defeating the separatist movement. And finally, in his prayer life, God revealed to Lincoln that he needed to align the cause of the Civil War with his cause, and his greater cause was the abolition of slavery. Mm-hmm. So when Lincoln realized that, it was then that he changed. and he wrote up the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, it was after he had written that up, he had his counselors around him, and they advised him, you don't Emancipation Proclamation from a position of weakness. Mm-hmm. So wait until the Union has, when God allows us to, you know, to push the Confederacy south into Virginia, that will be the sign, that will be the time to release the Emancipation Proclamation. So that was released on January 1st of 1863, and almost 2 years into the war. And from that point on, the Union, the fate of the war changed, and the Union forces began to win more of the battles, and ultimately, of course, the Union defeated the Confederacy, right? Mm-hmm. And so forth. So it was I tell that story only to remind everybody that when things are the worst and the darkest, when you turn to God and ask for His help, He will answer your prayer. He will answer that prayer and guide you and lead you in ways that you would not discover on your own. I mean, Lincoln, a great man, a great leader, it was God that guided him on what he needed to do at this very dark time in American history. He answered the call, and everything changed.
Well, I'm reminded by my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, who happens to be a pastor. He's also the founder president of American Faith, Scott. He says that, the Bible's clear that all good things come from heaven. You know, God wants only good to come to us. And we underestimate the value of good. In fact, even at one point, remember when Jesus was said to be good, he says, no, there's only one good person, and that's God himself. And that's what God delivers. God delivers good, you know, for His creation.
That's right.
And again, that's what we need to look for, especially as, here at the ground level, the politicization of our culture, the culture that is in such a mess that is opening the door to the gods that Jonathan Cahn refers to. They're quite evident. We begin a 30-day period of Pride Month where we're going to see such aberrative behavior, you know, thrust upon the people, the attacks on our kids, the over-sexualization and perversion that is targeting our kids. I mean, look at, if there was ever a time that we needed to draw nigh to God, I believe it is now, Scott.
I fully agree. And I think, and you probably will agree also, Bill, that this is a wonderful time to carry out God's great commission.
Amen.
Because people are, first of all, everyone is created by God. And even those that don't have strong belief, are not believers, if you will, they can recognize that something's deeply wrong, and they're troubled by it, and they don't have an answer to it, and some people get despondent, depressed. Those are the people that you need to take care of and look out for, and remind them that there is hope, there is a way back, there is a path that even in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death around you, you can find meaning, hope, and fulfillment and direction in your life through accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the field is very, very fertile now because so many people are despondent. And there is no solution for them short of the Savior.
Yeah. And this is why people of faith have to be consistent. We have to protect, in a sense, I'll put it in my marketing terms, the brand of the church, so that they know what they can count on, Scott. And as much as it would count to any one of us, would it be that we would align with God, that it would be the Father's will that would be done, so that a harvest, a very rich harvest, could come in this season and time. Scott Powell, as always, I just so appreciate you. I appreciate your heart, and I'm thankful that you come on the show so faithfully to share with us your insight that is so needed for a time such as this. God bless.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly three-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency. I'm Rory O'Neill.
17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, when it comes to postal workers, dogs may not be man's best friend. Well, USPS is reminding us that National Dog Bite Awareness Week is taking place now through the 10th of this month. And Leanne Theriau, USPS Manager, Employee of Safety and Health Awareness, will be with us in just a moment to share some more critical information. But first of all, I want to remind you that most people would probably agree that having a dog charge at them and bite is a frightening experience. While dogs are typically referred to as man's best friend, folklore suggests that dogs and letter carriers have a love-hate relationship. In fact, the Postal Service reports that their letter carriers have fallen victim to dog bites more than 5,300 times in last year while trying to deliver the mail. From nips and bites to vicious attacks, aggressive dog behavior poses a serious threat to USPS employees. To emphasize the enormity of this issue, the Postal Service is reporting the number of dog attacks and bites together as the most prominent threat to carriers. Leanne Theriau is with us right now to tell us more about it. Leanne, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, first of all, are dogs biting postal workers folklore or a real problem? I think based on what I just shared with the audience, I think it's clear this is a real issue, right?
It is a real issue, Bill, and we urge dog owners to restrain their dogs at all times.
Well, tell us about the technology. Now, technology has been implemented to help, postal workers, and make sure that workers are protected, right?
Yes, we have technology for our employees. There's a scanner that they carry on them every day while they're delivering that will alert them if a dog is coming up in their mail delivery, so that they can be warned ahead of time and start looking to make sure the dog isn't free roaming or out where there might be an incident. We also have technology for the customer to use informed delivery so that they are aware when packages are coming to their home so that they can make sure their dog is leashed or behind the door as the employee is delivering a package on their porch or to their door.
You know, it's hard to imagine today because I see people, at least in the areas where I travel, that are pretty sensitive about, keeping their dogs under wraps, so to speak. But I can understand that there's still areas where dogs are, freely roaming, and that creates for all kinds of potential problems, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. You never know when a dog might have something that a movement or an interaction that may have them want to charge at an employee.
Now, I got to imagine, Leanne, as you are looking, as USPS is looking at this in its totality of the issue, how do you train your people so that, they are aware and how to respond, when dogs come at them like this? Because, as I said earlier, I think everybody can relate. I love dogs. I love animals. But, I'll tell you, one charging at me, growling, is definitely going to raise the caution for myself.
Yes, we train our employees as they start at the Postal Service. And all throughout their career, they have a satchel that they have with them as they're delivering, and they use that satchel to put between themselves and the dog, as well as dog repellent. That is a cayenne pepper spray that has been approved by the Humane Society, as well as when they're at a door to have their foot up in case a child or a dog comes barreling through the their foot is like a doorstop, so the door doesn't come open and the dog doesn't get free.
Exactly. Well, I've heard stories, Leanne, that dogs have been known to burst through screen doors or plate glass windows to attack visitors. That's pretty crazy stuff here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's why we make sure our employees are trained and we use the technology so that they know if a dog may be coming up in their delivery soon.
How serious are dog biting situations for the general population?
We don't have statistics on the general population. We only have the statistics for the Postal Service. But any dog bite is a serious dog bite.
Mm-hmm. And, what about tips for our listeners, especially dog owners?
So they can go to USPS.com. to get more information under National Dog Bite Awareness, as well as our social media site at hashtag Dog Bite Awareness. But we generally would want our customers to make sure their dog is appropriately behaved and knows commands in case they have to stop them if they break away from their leash and make sure they're not free roaming.
We're talking with Leanne Theriault. And she's with USPS. It's a serious situation as the manager of employee safety and health awareness. So she's very much about the business of training USPS employees to make sure that they're safe and that they're fulfilling their jobs and, getting mail out to all of us. And then we have a responsibility because this agreement, this contract, in a sense, it's a social contract, right, Leanne? And it goes both ways, right?
Correct. It does go both ways. We need to work together to prevent dog bites.
Now, I've heard stories where, sometimes what happens is you know, when dogs see people going, you know, going by and not acknowledging them, that, you know, that kind of raises, their anxiety and barking and that sort of thing. And in some cases, there's been a situation where a responsible owner will kind of help the dog acclimate to, to the USPS, a male delivery person, coming by, so that they're not an absolute stranger, and that seems to also, lessen that opportunity or anxiety for the dog. Have you heard anything like that?
No, we generally encourage our employees not to make contact or interact with the dogs on the route. If mm-hmm. the customer chooses, to have their dog out and train them as the carrier is delivering or going by, as long as they keep them on a leash mm-hmm. and away from the employee.
You have another warning here, and I hadn't even thought about it. I think this is excellent, that we should share with our audience, and that is, parents especially, remind your children not to take mail directly from your letter carrier in the presence of your pet. Why don't we want them to do that?
Because dogs are instinctively protective, and they may be protecting their family. So once a letter carrier reaches to hand mail to a child, the dog may be alert to that and want to bite the letter carrier as they're handing the mail.
Mm-hmm. Any other cautions that we should be aware of and that we need to up our game here, Leanne?
No, if you just go to USPS.com, at National Dog Bite Awareness, and use the tools and information to help prevent dog bites, that's the best information we can give.
Well, Leanne Theriault, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time. This week through the 10th is USPS National Dog Bite Awareness Week, and Leanne Theriault is the USPS Manager of Employee Safety and Health Awareness. Thank you very much, Leanne. Take care.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got, as promised, Jake Lang back with us. Jake is one of the J6 prisoners being held unconstitutionally for over 2 years, actually more than 30 months now. He's here to tell his story, also talk about his new autobiography, Patriot Prisoner. Jake, welcome back. God bless you. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. God bless you.
Hey, let's update everybody. What is going on recently, and then we'll get into the new book. So tell us.
Yeah, so I mean this roller coaster ride of being a modern day patriot and political prisoner right here in our own homeland, America. I've been moved 13 times now since I got arrested January 16th. 2021 to 13 different prisons. They've got me on diesel therapy. They just keep on moving me around, trying to kind of knock me off my mooring. It's actually a form of torture. You have to get a new commissary every single place you go, new clothing. You have to get your legal documents and your discovery all new from your lawyer. It's really ridiculous, but you know, when you're catching the most flack, that means you're over the target.
Yeah, exactly. So Jake, why have you been singled out, do you think, this way?
Well, you know, we do so much work. I'm very outspoken, and my team at J6Truth.org, you know, we produced a documentary called The Truth About January 6th. That's actually the number one viewed video ever on Rumble. We're at 2 million views. And, you know, we do podcasts. I continue to just speak the truth to January 6th and the direction that this country's heading is. We're living in despotic tyranny. As we speak right now, there are thousands of Americans being persecuted for our conservative political beliefs, not just January 6ers, but moms at school board meetings, standing up against critical race theory and, transgender ideology. You have people that are praying and protesting outside abortion clinics that are becoming political prisoners as well. I mean, this country is headed towards destruction because we've fallen so far away from God. And so I just refuse to stay silent, even in the prisons, in the solitary confinement that I found myself in for 20 months. We just keep on speaking out. So they're singling me out. They're trying to destroy my life and throw me in prison for quite possibly 10 to 20 years. I mean, those are real numbers if I lose my trial in October.
Mm-hmm. So now you're in the queue and you've got a trial coming up here in a couple of months, and this has been drawn out. They wanted to make sure that you felt the full force of their form of justice. And as you say, America, at every turn, whether it's as a J6 political prisoner or outside people of faith, what's happening, and of course, this month is Pride Month, and, I was just reading where a Christian recently was arrested just for silently, well, he was actually preaching. And he had a sign that was, in the words of Jesus, sin no more, and they arrested him for that.
It's truly reprehensible. It just shows the fabric, the moral fabric of our country is becoming, it's toxically influenced by this entire liberal extremist culture. They've taken themselves too far. They've strayed too far away. I mean, we love freedom in this country. We love everyone being to have their own ideal system and principles they live by. But unless you're rooted in actual integrity and the moral character of God's word, you're basically going to just start to slowly rot out the entire foundation of this country. And that's what we're seeing. But, we see this in January 6th because it really was like a mass gathering of Christians. It was, I was there. I talked to hundreds and hundreds of people there. Most of the people there, they were there in prayer. They were there in spiritual warfare to stand up.
They're singing patriotic songs, the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, all this was quite evident. And this is a thing that I have a hard time, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jake, but just real quickly, is the media's depiction of this as a riot or as an insurrection. It was definitely a protest, and were there some areas where, there were some skirmishes, and you might define those as a riot? Maybe if you wanted to really stretch the definition of it, but certainly it was not an insurrection whatsoever.
Now, those were the places where there were skirmishes. First and foremost, it was started by the Capitol Police. They were the aggressors, the intimidators, and the inciters of the violence that happened that day. And second of all, the places where people defended themselves, like myself, who has multiple assault allegations, are men that defended their country and defended the unarmed women and elderly people around them. You know, I'm a young man, and I'm the last person that's going to watch women be dragged up over bicycle racks and gang beaten by police brutalizing. They're redcoats, gang beaten, stomped and smashed with batons, and not do something about it. I have to defend those around me who are not able to defend themselves, and this country first and foremost needs to be defended by brave men and women every single day. That January 6th was just a group of mostly Christians, I'd say 95%, if not greater, Christians who were there in spiritual warfare, praying over our country, speaking the word of God over the Congress Capitol building, and we ended up getting into a place where we needed to defend our lives because they were raining down pepper ball bullets and tear gas and rubber bullets and metal batons over our heads, and they actually murdered people. Four yes. unarmed American citizens died at the Capitol. Zero exactly. Capitol Police, four unarmed American citizens, Roseanne Boylan, Ashley Babbitt, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, all are heroes who gave the full measure, their lives, to defend this country. And they're the true heroes of January 6th. And actually, Roseanne Boylan, God bless her soul, she died in my arms. She was murdered by Capitol Police officers in my arms. And you will see that. You'll take my word for it. Just go to my website, j6truth.org, and watch the documentaries, and you'll see Roseanne Boylan be murdered, and you'll see me trying to save her life. By the grace of God, I was able to save Philip Anderson's life, a young black man who was holding Roseanne's hand as she died on the steps of our own Capitol building. None of our congressmen want to talk about this. None of the mainstream media want to talk about this. But, Bill, you're brave enough to have me on, who's sitting inside federal prison, talk about the deaths of unarmed American citizens and what I witnessed on January 6th. And this is the kind of information that they're trying to hide from you so they can paint their own narrative about January 6th. But we are armed with the truth, and we speak the truth with God's power. And go to j6truth.org and watch the documentaries and share them with your friends so that you can be informed with the truth as well.
Well, Jake, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity. Again, the documentary, which is still available, and this is awesome. You must see this documentary. It lays out, and exactly as Jake is describing, people of faith, you know, praying and singing songs and worshiping God, asking God to come in and intervene, because that's what was necessary, and this still is what's necessary if we're going to save this country. This is a spiritual battle that we're in. And God's power and might is what's necessary in order to get this country back on track. And so the documentary available. Jake, where can they go to see it?
Yeah, you guys go to j6truth.org. You watch a documentary. You can pre-order my autobiography on January 6th. It's a full expose, nothing hid back about what happened on January 6th, my arrest, my detainment, the solitary confinement, the beatings I've witnessed, the beatings that I've taken from the guards, the pepper spray, getting punched for singing the national anthem, all the nitty-gritty details, and it's fully laid out about really what went down on January 6th, not from some investigative journalist, but from somebody who's been living this nightmare for the last 30-plus months and who will be incarcerated for over 1,000 days before my trial comes in October. So amazing. You go and pre-order Patriot Prisoner. There's our call for 1 minute, yeah. Bill.
Okay,
I want to thank you for having me on. And if we cling back to that which set our country up in such a good order as we started, that is Almighty God, that we will find our country again having prosperity and freedom and all the blessings that God provides to his children. But only if we cling hard and step up and stand out and get organized and get strong, arm yourself with the armor of God and the power of his might, and we'll do just fine. Thank you again, Bill, for having me on.
Real quick, as we wrap up, where can they go to get the autobiography, Patriot Prisoner?
Yes, go to j6truth.org. That's everything's on there. My podcast, the Political Prisoner podcast, the book, Patriot Prisoner, the documentaries on j6truth.org. You'll find everything. And God bless America.
Jake Lane, thank you.
Take care. Telling.
Okay. As you can tell, He remains in prison. His case will be heard in October. Unbelievable what Jake has been subjected to. One of the J6 prisoners being held unconstitutionally now for 30 months. He says that he will have over 1,000 days in prison. And the totality of his experience and his story, of course, in his autobiography, A Patriot Prisoner. And also check out the documentary that you can watch. It's absolutely free. And it is the truth about January the 6th. Jake Lang, who has been our guest. Thank you.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Struggling with credit cards?